Samantha Strickland is the CEO of the Pod Advertising Agency. Her firm is located in the Park Center building at the corner of Park Avenue and Marriott Drive. And since the whole building was undergoing a massive facelift anyway, she had an idea for a big chunk of her firm's 6,500 square feet of the ground floor.
Over the past 5 years, and we just celebrated our fifth anniversary in January, we have hired so many freelancers and contract workers that, with specialized skills, that it was really important to us to extend our footprint, allow us room for growth, but also to really empower the creative community.
Strickland's concept actually came as the result of a story that aired on NPR's All Things Considered a few years back about a different kind of incubator for entrepreneurs. Strickland says that led to the creation of CoLab at the Pod.
So we are for the creative community, those graphic designers, web programmers, photographers, those people who are individuals that are entrepreneurs, and they may have one or two people working for them, but they have clients all over. And so yes, we are an incubator for creatives, and the whole goal is to inspire creativity and collaboration, because creatives are inspired by one another.
The CoLab consists of a large open concept office space along with some more traditional closed offices. An in-house Catalina Cafe will keep complimentary coffee and other goodies flowing. Strickland is also partnering with the Bean Team, headed by Charles Musgrave.
We provide accounting services to entrepreneurial type firms, including creative people like that'll be joining us here at the CoLab.
Musgrave says these kinds of services and counsel are especially important to those who can be pretty clueless in those areas, even though brilliant in others.
That side of their brain works really well, but they struggle with the accounting side or the back office side, the business side of running their business. So that's where we're able to help them and educate them and work alongside them and as they grow their business.
It's expected many using the CoLab will be recent graduates and other younger professionals, and they'll have the opportunity to work with more seasoned folks, such as Rich Smith with the Critical Design Group.
I've got about 10 years experience in graphic and web and print and those areas, and I've been in several different markets. I came to Tallahassee from Atlanta.
For Smith, it's a chance to grow his own business while sharing his expertise with others.
Now, I'm kind of looking for people to collaborate with, so I knew right away when this venture popped up on my radar and I kind of got some more information and details on it. I knew it was kind of what was missing for me.
And CoLab founder Samantha Strickland sees an eventual critical mass of talent becoming a community resource.
The local community, nonprofits, associations, businesses can actually know there's this place that they can contact and get in touch with these members who are the creative class of our community.
The CoLab at the Pod is holding Facebook Live discussions about the project today. The official grand opening for the facility is this evening from 5 until 8. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.